I'm not using the radio. I'm using Echo Link, and I'm on the Android phone. And I just plugged it into the laptop because the battery's dying pretty bad. Time and energy.
Right about AMC for both. Do you mean Echo Link and battery, huh?
All staticky again. I don't know. It did something wrong.
So you move a handsy talkie, that happens. Sorry, Pete.
Had to find a sweet spot there. Okay.
Well, you got the sweet spot now. It sounds okay right there. K2OL. This thing don't work too bad. I got a picture of a microphone staring me in the face the whole time, but don't work too bad. I get on this. K2MFF is NJIT, and NJRI got in there because it's funny to listen to, and K2ABY in Atlantic City.
I heard you talking to Ken. I know he can tell you a bunch of great places to go check it in. Plus, you can discover reflectors now.
You sound younger on the UHF system. You sound like a big, tough biker on this repeater, like, very little, whatever are you doing?
Pete's met me. He'll tell you I'm a mixture. Hi.
And we just got an old base station over here, so, you know, the only HT I got, it's been in the box for quite a while there. It's older than this base station. This thing's 25 years old, and that thing's got to be from the early 80s. But anyway, yeah, we're just sitting here on the base unit there, that's all. W2BRJ.
Get to the Ham Fest, we get $40, you can get a new one for it.
It's an old 23R HT from Yaesu. Yeah, that tells you how old it is. That number, this 23, that's ancient. But yeah, I could get a new one for $50 or under. You're right, it'll have a lot more than that thing has, that's for sure. W2PRJ.
Unless you get a Baofang or a Pofong, they got them on eBay for, you believe this? $25, you can get a dual band radio. Unbelievable.
I wanted Pro Fum just because it had the word fun in the middle of it. I was going to black out the rest of the letters. And I'd probably still pay the 40 rather than wait for the whole eBay thing. You're more of a computer guy than me. But, that's sick out there. I'm still obsessed with that little Jetstream 10 water.
The TYT radio, I think it is, it had a fun button on it. It was orange and it said FUN. That's why I like the radio, because it had a fun button on it.
I'm saying, you get a Pofung radio and a Blackmagic marker and you got a fun radio.
Yeah, the one that has it is the TYT, the one that has 220 and 440, that's the one with the fun button on it. That's a cool visit. I can't remember the number. I think it's something UV9 or something, or F9. You can only get the radio on eBay, or RadioOddity.com has it. 20 and 440, because none of these guys go on 2 meters. This is a goof. I got Terry to come on 2 meters. Whoa.
And shut up.
I was shocked to hear either of you on two, but this is an excellent repeater. Over to you, Pete.
And well, right now I can only hit repeaters in three directions because that house is blocking the westerly direction. So anything northeast or south of me I can hit okay. A few other ones are southeast or southwest I can hit, but Well, it'll be going up, be putting it on the chimney, hopefully within the next week or so. Just got the okay to put it up on the chimney, so we got to order a new chimney cap. And when he puts the new cap on the chimney, the antenna's going up there too. So then I'll be able to get out a lot better than what I'm doing now. Because right now, bottom of the antenna's about 10 feet off the ground, so that's about it there. So it'll be much better when I get it up on the chimney there. W2PRJ.
You're on your way out to buy some nice, thick, long coax. God bless. Good deal. What's going on there, Terry? You programmed yet?
Hey, Terry, did you hit service search? And then when you land on the repeater, you want you hit menu and store channel. Did you get it?
It's certain for the frequency, but it went past this one, so I don't know what to do.
It went past the frequency? Because maybe you're transmitting. Put the scanner by the window and, clear the search and then do the search again and it should stop on the frequency. And when it does, hit the pause button, then hit the menu, and then hit store channel and it'll go to the default playlist.
Pause it during a frequency search when it's near. You can use up and down buttons to get to the right frequency and then store it. But yeah, I don't like that when it scans, you can't go backward and change the direction of the scan on the radio shack.
Guys, it's getting close to which tower. I gotta go on the nebulizer and get some rest. I'm having some medical issues. I'm gonna have to get off the radio and I'll be back in a couple of minutes there.
Alright, Pete. You should get that HF antenna up there on the chimney. Maybe that would be a good idea.
The tree that it's going up is about 15 feet higher than the chimney. So, the long wire is going up. It'll be about 20 feet higher than the house. And that'll go to another tree, which is about 93 feet away, and that's... I'll have a pick in the reading east to west because, those two trees are going east to west, so I'll have a north to south footprint there. But, they're 93 feet apart. I got the QSO King all wired up. I got the LMR 400 sitting over here. Tree guy was supposed to be here last week, but because of the rain, now we got to reschedule. So, who knows? W2PRJ.
PRJ, K2OOL, KC2MMC, KD2CAK in the group.
Gotta go on the nebulizer. I'll be back in a little while there if you guys are on the channel there. W2PRJ, gotta get ready for the BiPAP machine at midnight. Some meds I gotta do. I'll be monitoring over here. W2PRJ.
This thing don't work too bad. Hey, how's my audio down there, Ari? Is it decent or is it echoey?
I thought you had a radio. You're a perfect fake. It just sounds good. Leave it right where it is would be my opinion. But yeah, be good. Nice to have you back on the air somewhere. So we got to get you another radio anyway. I'm thinking about that 10-watt... Jetstream, you want to program it up for me if I get it?
10-watt Jetstream? No, don't buy that. I heard a lot of people buy that and then the finals are burning out. Don't waste your money on that. You're going to get the white seat mono band, or I think it's like 140 or 135. Some cheap on eBay too. KH9000, check that one out. Better radio. Not terrific, but a lot better than the other thing.
The other thing's just a lark for 10 watts. I don't want to run it or try to do anything to burn it out.
Yeah, I guess it's not too good for, if you talk a long time or, heavy key downs. I guess it doesn't hold up too well. A lot of people are complaining about the quality of this radio. It's under different names, too. I don't know if this is all the same thing. Kind of like the that 10-meter radio, the one that's in Elinco now. Before it was PayPal, and then it was some other thing. Pre-8900, and then now it's PR-135, or whatever the heck it is, 10-meter Elinco. It's all the same radio. It's all made in China, all of them. Hey, Terry, did you get that frequency in yet?
You know, my luck, no, it's not working at all.
You can't scan anything? Turn this, you gotta go in and turn the scan lists on.
You
gotta get a ride from Ari and bring it over, or I'll fix it up for you.
One day.
Somebody's trying to get in there. K2OOL for ID.
Am I still in there? I keep asking if it's the Radio Shack scanner.
Yeah, right now you are. Yeah, it's the Radio Shack one he's having trouble with. I did a boo-boo with my GRE the other day, and I tried using the GRE program. It's not working anymore for some reason. So now I'm programming it with the Radio Shack program, and it's working a lot better. So, it's weird, yeah, dude.
Is any way I can wipe it out completely and do it again?
Wipe the whole thing out? I don't think you want to do that.
Why not? I can just reprogram it, right?
Yeah, but you'll lose everything. Why would you want to do that? You don't like the way it is right now?
No, it's not working that well. The stars, I get everyone to the blue moon. I'm not getting them in. The main people I want to get, I can't get. Instead of doing with the computer, that didn't work. You know what I'm saying? Everything's a group off with this damn thing. You know, as far as the program, and it's not doing what I want. So it's quite wiping out. So I'm not missing anything.
You gotta bring that in your crap top over here, and your home patrol, and we'll program all of them. Bring the HP2 too. We'll do them all at the same time.
I don't know. I think if you're missing stuff, it just means you gotta like minimize your playlist. Like if there's really two things you want to hear, you can't be scanning for all the other stuff, or you'll probably miss it if there's short bursts.
No, when I want to listen to Ari, it's not coming in like I wanted to. I've been telling Ari that for a while. He kind of walking through me through the computer, through my little crappy laptop I got from him. And that's screwed up to a point where I can't even do it on the computer.
You know what else I got to do? While I'm there in your computer, I got to leave myself a back door so I can get in and take control of your computer. When you can't get it. When you can't get it, that I can, like, go in there and correct you.
Yeah, but I follow you step by step, so, I mean, you did it step by step, and it still didn't work.
Yeah, that don't mean I'm running on all fours every single day, you know? It's, crap happens, you know? You gotta, take the good with the bad, you know? Sometimes I get it right, sometimes I don't. If I don't have the thing in front of me, that's a little different story. But wouldn't that be a good idea, Ari? Just get everything, put a remote access thing, this way I can get in there and Terry can't get it. I can see what he's doing wrong and stuff. That'd be a good idea, right?
Like you used to be able to talk him into doing that over the telephone. If you really wanted to do it now, you could probably set it up and you know, look it over. And then you do it on the one where he has to accept, so you can't do it behind his back.
Yeah, of course, he has to accept the remote assistance. what do you call it? I wouldn't want it any other way, you know, because computer, and I don't go into anybody's computer when I'm not supposed to. I don't want to do that. I got big enough problems with our own piece of crap computer. I don't want to be bothered with somebody else's computer. I should listen to you on the input, you probably sound better.
Story of my life. That just proves it's not my radio.
Yeah, I'm going to give, stop over here, I'll give you my RA77CA antenna, and then you really get into the repeater. You got one of those antennas? No, right? I got one that's brand new.
Didn't give it away. $25 antenna, and it's all I use.
Oh, so you have one, okay.
Yeah, I can't remember, they're like 22, 23, something like that. If you want to sell it cheap, I break them, I'll probably buy the other one if it's a SRH, or the other SMA, I probably don't want it.
Oh, it's brand new, it's $20. Or $15, whatever you want to give me, I'll take it. I need money. I ain't got no damn money. Sucks not having money.
It's got the red letters on it?
I might even still have the package. You could, like, give it back to Gene and I'll give you your full money back. The full money return. Everything I have is always mint condition. Brand spanking.
If it's the SRH77CA, I'll probably take it. Like I said, I break it.
Oh, whatever you want, just ring the back doorbell. Unless you get lucky and the front door's open, but ring the porch door, but that usually is locked. Unless they catch you on the Vidicon, flash your headlights, and I'll come out. Catch you on the radar.
KB2 in L.A.
Hey, it's Chris. Welcome aboard, Chris. Haven't talked to you in a long time.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Supposed to be fighting words?
Hey, Chris, when can I get that radio from you? This is already K2OOF.
I will email you next week, because I should be able to travel distance in the vehicle on my own.
Yeah, okay, I'll meet you over at work or whatever. I'll come over by you, whatever you want to do.
Work. I won't be back to work probably until middle of August.
Oh, okay, 7-Eleven then, something like that.
Yeah, I went and broke my foot and had surgery on it. Have some hardware placed into it.
I heard why the other night when you were talking to do a headset 2K. I won't say why.
Actually, I still don't know how I did it. Speculations.
Yeah, I know what I heard on that, you were talking to Paul, but I won't say why on the air. Oh well.
AC2MMC.
Barry.
Hey, you're everywhere. I can't get rid of you, man. You're like a bad habit.
Oh, when I said I was on the roof, I might have broke it when I was on the roof.
Up on the roof. So it's pretty hot up there on the roof today.
Got a window.
Hey, Chris, email me the PO for the 146525. I tried getting into it. I can't hit it. I must have the wrong PO.
What did you say, 146525?
When you get that one, let me know. Or...
No, the 446525 /223880. If you could email me the PO of that. I had it, but I don't know if he changed it or whatever, but I know the 220 part of it's going down soon, but because he's going to put the 440 up in place of it.
Yeah, 220 is actually going down tomorrow. And the 440 is a secret decoder ring. As you need to know only. Yeah, I'll send it to you. But it's not to be said over the air.
Yeah, I know. I think I have it. I just I don't know if I can't hit it anymore or if he changed the PL since he gave it to me last. But... Hey, Ari, you know what? It just popped into my head, so if you stop by, I'll give it to you.
Yeah, I'm still cooking dinner. I don't think I'm ready to run out of the house at the moment.
Yeah, okay. I was way off, by the way, with what I told you. Way off. What you cooking?
Frozen chicken cordon bleu. One of these CFL lights, and it's blinking like a frickin', strobe light here. I'm gonna have to replace it with a new bulb.
If your CFL light's blinking, that means your microwave has a link, a leak in it that's leaking.
Leaking, it's not running. I'm using a real oven. I'm old, remember?
Maybe they put a cell tower on near your house then. Who knows? Hey, Terry, are you working tomorrow? DC2MMC, K2OOL. Are you working tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm back at work, yeah. Been working this whole week.
Any interesting field day plans?
A little noisy there, Ari. What'd you say?
Anybody got plans for field day?
Yeah, I'm gonna cook out in my backyard and have a good time.
Hey, Terry, why don't we have a barbecue by your house and have all the hams over, and we'll put your radio out the window and you can sit outside.
Sounds like a good idea.
We take enough operators and set up in a park, we can get all sorts of bonus points.
I'm not into that point stuff. I like a good DX, I'm not even into the 2-meter, simplex, so I just like to talk on the radio, that's it. I'm not in that competition stuff. Yuck.
Oh, how come, Terry? We could put the generator in the back of the truck, and we'll drill a hole in the bed, and then we'll put like a pole, and then we could put like an HF antenna up, and with the poles I got. What do you think? We could do all kinds of wacky stuff.
Yeah, right.
Terry gets the bug. 2 years, he's doing all that stuff.
I never was a 2-meter 440 as far as, doing DX, and I'm an HF guy. I don't even like contests, and that's, like, so cool. The first 5 shots you do, it's boring. Wonk, wonk, no way.
What, you do DX? What's the boring? You don't like hearing people call signs over and over? Listen. What was that one I used to hear all the time? Oh, I know. Gordon, WQTCC contest, I would hear. This is K2OOL, by the way. Him and I used to bump into each other a lot.
Hey, Nick. You're 5'9", Nick. You okay?
You gotta talk to the people. Some people don't like when you talk to them, but I always make a conversation, and you don't just go 5 and 9. You talk to the guy a little bit. Pretty good. What are they going to tell you? No? No? If the guy says, I'm going to go, you know, I want to get more points, say, you know, I don't give you my effort. I don't give you my grit grade. Please talk to me.
Tell him, Ari. Yeah. Let him know, Ari. That doesn't go that way.
Is the station trying to get in there?
Yeah, I'm going to take a shower. KC2MMC 73. I'm going to take a shower. Be back on listening.
You'll be back on or you'll be listening? Which one is it?
I can't listen. I don't have this in the scanner.
No, he's got all those walkie-talkies. You can put it in that. Chris, that station trying to come in, that's Harry. Sometimes he hits it, sometimes he don't.
Alright. Oh, check your email.
Now, how's your foot doing? Is it alright now?
Let's see. I go back to the doctor the 22nd. So, I'm in a cast until then. Third time around, 3 weeks at a shot. So, hopefully I get the cast off.
My nails are still black from the garage door. I remember I went to the doctor once and he drilled holes and I'm not doing that, so I'll just let them grow out. I'm not messing with this.
You get a very fine point soldering gun, and you just,
I think he did it with a needle or something, like, ouch, but, and, and on my other hand, I was cutting a piece of wood, and the wood got stuck in the saw, and it broke the little, what do they call it, safety thing on top. And the wood got stuck in there, and it kicked back, and it broke the end of my nail off on the corner. So that took forever to grow back.
The safety fence.
I can send you a picture of the saw now. I killed almost every part of that one saw. First they broke the one front of it. There's this thing where it holds the wood flat, that cracked. So I'm like, oh well, no big deal. Then the safety fence thing on the top, because the radial saw, that broke off. So now all you see is the blade, the button, and it goes. It actually works better now.
Monitoring about 7 o'clock the other night on 20 meters.
And I was just about to key up and get this contact in Romania, and he beat me in there with his hex beam, and I was able to hear him really well. And the pileup began. It took me another, like, 4 or 5 minutes to get in there.
Sounds like you need a hex beam.
He just sort of beat me. I kind of, I don't mind it when other stations beat me to the punch, because I will spend, like, too much time waiting to hear the other guy's call sign before I answer. But it kind of is always a bummer when another two beats me to the punch, because you figure, what's the chances he's going to want, like, two twos in a row?
What's worse to eat, a piece of pizza or a devil dog?
Oh, would the devil dog prevent you from eating the pizza?
So you think that the devil dog I should eat and slice the pizza? They eat the devil dog. Or the slice of pizza, which one?
A piece of frozen chicken cordon bleu, just grab mom's truck. But then you gotta go fix Terry's scanner afterwards.
The pizza.
We don't go over there at night time. Looking at a plate over there, you know, I'll be like, you know, I got the shiny white truck, and they'll probably, they think I'm 5-0 or something.
Pizza will repeat.
So you think the pizza will repeat? All right, no on the pizza, I got you. Take two, oh well. Terry, mom says hi if you're still listening, go ahead. Trying to get this receiver, right? And every single one I email the people, they either don't get back to me, or they want too much money, or there's something wrong with it. It's like I can't freaking win.
Kind of receiver?
The handheld. Uh-oh, the dog's having a flip-out. What the heck happened to the dog? What's up? So is the dog, like, skidding on the floor? He freaked out. Oh, she sprayed him with the, she sprayed him with the breath spray, because his breath smells like, toilet. Back to subject. It's 0 to 1300, all mode, and it's handheld.
Did you sell your world band radio at the yard sale there?
No, shockingly I didn't. I put it on one of those, on the app that you sell stuff. I put it for $25. I tweaked it. It seems like it works better now. It wasn't working that great.
Yeah, that's probably...
Yeah, before it was like, it wasn't like on frequency or something. It sounded like it was not, it wasn't all the way tuned in kind of thing. But played around with it. Sounds a lot better now. Now I pick up WDHA and 107.1. The Jersey 101.5 comes in, and 90.3 comes in. I love that station. That's good. Oh, 98.3 KJOY comes in. I get CHML out of Canada, 900. All the Canadian stations.
K2OOL disconnected. Connected. K2OOL.
That already did the same thing locked up on me.
Disconnected you, and then it connected you, but I got what you said before that.
For $25, anybody can get my dog's breath to smell better. Anybody dares to can do it. I don't think anybody's going to get that dog to still for 3 seconds. Nobody can do it. What do you think? Can you do it, Chris? Can you get the dog to stand still for 3 seconds?
I can get any dog to respond.
Oh, this is going to cost you over $400 by the time it's done. You ask the vet, he says, oh, you should get the teeth cleaned, you know, and then the guilt starts and $400 later. We had to sedate her so we could do the tooth cleaning.
You should give him vodka.
See, now, if you gave your dog nitrous and brushed its teeth, you'd go to jail, but take it to the vet.
The vet wants $400, like you said. It's too much money, man. It's crazy. It's a pound dog. But I'm sleeping on the couch, his breath smells so bad, it wakes me up. That's how bad it is. Yeah. Breath smells like crap. Like, if I had dog crap on my shoes, it'd smell better than his breath.
Nothing I can say would make you feel guilty. What happened to Chris?
I had to go quiet because it got noisy.
I'm actually going to try to go back and work on that tail mount for the car, so maybe by the time you're running around, I'll actually be able to show it to you. I'm going to make an effort to get back to that.
I'm actually staring at a complete exhaust system for my daughter's Jeep that I'm going to start putting in tomorrow with a broken foot.
I hope you got a good creeper.
Nah. Creepers are... Ugh. I never use creepers. Not even at work.
Is it a Borla, or is it a Flowmaster? What are you doing there? Magnaflow?
A large piece of cardboard, but I wanted to see you, you know, on wheels there. What can I say?
It's a stock Walker brand. Bare minimum, nothing fancy. The whole exhaust system from the front pipe all the way to the tailpipe cost me $380.
Including a cat?
Including the cat. So from the manifold back.
Sounds like a great deal for me. Yeah, to me. I can't recall whether... I don't think I've actually had to take it apart at the manifold. That looks like a lot of work. I wish you luck with it.
Well, that's what started it. I didn't realize that the hangers had rusted off. So, hangers allowed the exhaust to hang, and my daughter hit a large pothole, and the whole tailpipe dropped down, and it broke the weld at the flange. So I had to use a cutoff wheel to cut the bolts at the front manifold flange, and then drill out those screws.
You don't have to actually disconnect it at the engine at the manifold. You still have that flange?
Yes. The front pipe had a flange that bolted to the front flange of the manifold. Pipe actually broke the flange, so I had to cut that flange away from the front flange and then drill out the bolts.
Right, and then you're able to get a new donut and the rest of the pipes all the way back?
Yeah, new gasket up front and new pipes all the way to the back, new hangers, everything. So it's going to be a complete new exhaust.
Like that? I did that to it's a real weirdo, it was like a Nissan van, and you don't see too many of them, but the aftermarket system was the only one you could get without paying a fortune for the other parts. I think I did it from the cat back, but I had to buy the whole aftermarket system because they only fit together with the aftermarket, not with the original parts.
Well, when it first broke off, I brought it over to Midas. They wanted $1,800. You know, he said, yeah, it's going to be $16 to $18, so you know it's going to be $18. Then I brought it to a buddy's gas station. He told me about $800 to $900.
Get a small discount at Buywise Auto Parts, and they stock a lot of, the aftermarket type generic systems. I was able to get it for the Nissan without the cat, from the cat back, I think it was a little under 150, I can't remember.
Well, I get a discount at Napa, because we use them at work. I get a, you know, a pretty good discount. Going on Amazon with the actual part numbers for Walker, I was able to save even more money than if I would go down the street to the Napa dealer.
USL, I don't think I'm willing to do that anymore. I'm in the middle of a job and the part's wrong. I want to be able to stomp back to the store. I'm actually just lucky because that Buywise up in Union is very large. They have a very large inventory. They're bigger than like Home Depot in there.
I was able to pull the actual part numbers, Chrysler, Jeep, and then I was able to cross-reference the Jeep OEM part numbers, the Walker part numbers. Then from there I was able to shop around. And I found that everything I was able to order on Amazon was, you know, cheaper than local stores in the area.
USL, I get the idea that a lot of local stores are putting part of their inventory on Amazon. That's what somebody was saying about, I think, Advanced earlier, the hand shop. It wasn't me. I just heard it.
Tailpipe came from a place down in Delaware, and it was $23 less than anywhere local, and it was free shipping. I don't know how they do it.
Wow, it is cold in here. When you leave the air conditioner on, and it's like, forget about it.
Getting my questions answered and getting the right thing and extra toys hanging out there. So I have a good time that way. I like to go in and poke around and see what's there.
Oh no, there's nothing like going to the auto parts store. And you're getting everything, you wander through it. Oh, I need this, I need that. In fact, tomorrow I actually have to go down there, or I'm going to run this year's hardware, because my muffler flange to my catalytic converter, it has the bolts welded into it, but it didn't give me the nuts. So I have to go down there and I have to go get two nuts and two washers.
I don't know, do you get stainless? You can get all those fancy choices. I probably would have been gone my way to Home Depot by now. Hi.
No, I'm gonna go tomorrow. That way my daughter can carry the muffler and just in place. I'll probably go to Sears. Keep it just for the Sears. That way she can carry the muffler in and I can get the right nut. Because it's a coarse thread anyway. So I think it's a 5/8 coarse weight, but I just want to make sure that we don't have to make two trips.
Gotcha.
Is the muffler stainless steel?
Recently even looking around Harbor Freight. But I was thinking about the radio store when I made the comment. Okay, I'm going to throw it over to Artie just to keep him in there.
Hey Chris, is the muffler system, is it stainless steel?
No, the whole system, they call it aluminum anodized. Same thing that they, well, what they, originally what this Jeep came with, it didn't have stainless back then, and it lasted 128,000 miles.
If the Walker stuff 2.5 years, but you probably got a lifetime warranty.
I have the warranty cards right here, and then a buddy of mine, to make the warranty official, he's going to write up a ticket from his garage that he installed it. So that way, it's no way that I'm not going to have a warranty on it then.
The other thing about the parts store, when they stand behind their warranties, I like that.
Yeah, I got all the parts, all the warranty cards right here, and, you know, bring a six pack down here, down to him, and he'll fill them out like he put them in.
Like this guy already. I wonder if I can guess who he is.
Hey. And that I even, everything I got is California, New York, you know, emissions. But that took a little bit of work to get the catalytic converter at a good price.
The QSL, I actually, geez, I remember when they were all like $600 and $800. I had a crossing guard the other day say to me, my car's noisy, you work on cars, would you take a look? When I let it drop. Looked, it was like, you know, it was probably like an 83 Olds Cutlass, and somebody had cut out her catalytic converter. And when I told her the converter was gone, she like started to cry, and I said, wait, they actually do have like, you know, generic ones now for like $70, because she was just thinking that's the end of the car.
Didn't really start to cry, did she? You were just figure of speech.
Oh, I felt bad for her. You gotta understand, some of us are at that point, you know. She had a car and it was still running. It was a good old Oldsmobile and somebody did, you know, injustice to it. And, you know, you're a little younger than us, but all those catalytic converters used to cost, you know, big money. I remember I had the recall on my 84 Lincoln, and my mechanic buddy said, yeah, you ought to go in. They give you a new cat that's a $600 part.
Just put it all apart, take the thing down, bang all the beads out, and then weld it back in.
Platinum in them, and the old ones, and people are actually still stealing them for the platinum in them.
If I went to a Jeep parts counter, it would have been $740.
That's really bad. That's like you can't even park your car outside. It's like, you gotta put it in a garage.
You know why she was crying? You gotta put your 83 Oldsmobile in a garage these days.
My friend's mother had one of them Nissans when they first came out with those HID, and she worked at the Garden State Plaza. They stole her headlight assembly 4 times.
Yeah, those were popular and pricey.
Yeah, that's the Garden State Plaza, huh? I was at the movie theater and they stole my freaking headlights, the bastards. Like, those stupid lights are, they put them in there so they can steal them. But they're too easy to get to, and the freaking ballast is back to the headlight. So stupid, they should have put the ballast in the trunk.
I think they had a big drug bust over there where, you know, they were listening to all the people's cell phones and all sorts of stuff going on over there. And I thought it used to be Willowbrook was the car theft capital when we were kids.
There's a lot of stuff that happens at the Garden State Plaza that they don't want you to know about.
It was on the news. There's something down there. Well, months ago now.
Pretty bad when you can't park your damn car. That's really bad. That's why you guys drive like a 1978 Bonneville with the olive green. That's what you gotta get. You gotta get some piece of crap that you keep your doors open and nobody cares about it.
New Jersey. And if you do that now, they'll tow it.
Can't tow it if it's registered and insured and it's clean.
Get a tire, they'll tow it as abandoned. If you leave it in one place too long, they'll tow it because you didn't move it. If it's like your pickup truck, they'll tow it for being too close to the stop sign there. And if you leave it way too long, the thing with all those places that don't need a registration to or a title to take your car anymore, somebody will come take the plates off and sell it to a scrapper.
I'll tell you one thing. Somebody tried selling my car to a scrapper, they're going to get a baseball bat over the head. That's for sure. That's why I got the camera on that truck. Trust somebody. Even if it's an old vehicle, you still got to watch it, you know. Pretty bad nowadays. It's a shame. It really is. Live in certain parts of America, you can leave your car and nobody touches it. But not over here. You got to lock everything.
Connected KD2IKB.
Yo, should have been. I actually had the radio inside the glove box. Nobody ever looked in the glove box. They'd walk past, look at it, and keep on going.
Yeah, somebody, they had a car stereo, and they put the bass in, you know, in the radio in the glove box. And the guy turned the car upside down. I mean, everything was ripped apart, but they never looked in the glove box. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, unbelievable. They didn't get the car stereo, and they didn't find the safe, if it was in the glove box.
KD2IKB disconnected.
Let's see if I have it. One of those sisters to MeTV now is called Justice TV, and they had a beat car marathon. You can just imagine.
I got a new one. It's called Decade TV, and they play like the Addams Family and all kinds of old shows. That's a good one. It's on cable. I don't know if it's on over the air, but. A few new channels over the air, so do a rescan.
You know the bait car thing? That's when the cops leave the car with the keys in it and wait for somebody to steal it, and the thing is all wired up with video, and they can turn it off and lock the doors.
Yeah. Sometimes I watched one of those episodes, and the guy like got pissed off, and he found out it was a bait car, and he rammed it into a pole. Saw it all on video. It was pretty cool.
And then it would just spray like a harmless gas into it. And the guy had a nervous breakdown and sued him.
The one that I saw, they had a support vehicle that looked like, you know, Knight Rider. They had the whole command center to support the whole operation with, you know, 12 videos.
Newark, and he had a pickup, and they stole his radio like three times. So he tack welded razors, because what they used to do is they'd reach underneath and they'd yank on it, and it would break the dash and pull it out. And the guy cut four of his fingertips off, and he got put on probation for it.
KD2IKB disconnected.
You're not allowed to booby trap things. Jersey, that's illegal.
Yeah, where it was, they were building those James Bond devices with the flames for the carjackers, you know, so people could fry the carjacker outside their car door.
I saw an alarm system that it locked the doors, and then it would, like, put, like, a gas into the interior of the car, and it would knock the burglar out. So you'd come out and you'd have this guy or woman, you know, they'd be like passed out in your car. All you do is call a cop. That's a James Bond alarm system for a car.
One of the stereo places I worked at, the guy had us put a loaded coil on the door handle, so when you lift it up on the door handle, if you didn't shut the alarm off first, it would hit you with like 50,000 volts.
Say you wouldn't call the cops, Artie. You'd like tie that guy up and make him like smell your dog's breath all day.
It if I caught somebody in my car, you wouldn't hear about it. He would just disappear. In the car, too. I'd push him off a cliff.
Find him in the basement. Let him, you know, smell the dog.
Yeah, first I'd give my dog tacos and then put him in the car.
I always wanted to make roll bars on the seats. If somebody got in and tried stealing your car, the roll bar would come down and lock down on you, so you weren't able to get out.
Best thing to do is get a big dog to stick it in your car. Nobody will mess with your car.
Well, I keep my radio in a box of rabid ferrets.
Put the scanner on, there goes engine 4.
What, for Hawthorne?
Clifton.
Been a poison snake in your trunk, you know, around your radio, considered a booby trap?
Definitely.
It's just a family pet. Nobody else should be messing with the family pet.
You just...
Doesn't like family.
The rattle going.
You guys doubled there.
Go ahead, Artie.
I heard you say something about you heard the rattlesnake.
You were completely unreadable and Chris just got rattle there out.
I said you put a box on the back seat. There's poisonous snake, caution, and then you make it so like this, make it look like the snake is out of the box, and then when they get in and they sit on your seat, you have a tape recorder underneath your seat that sounds like a rattler from the rattlesnake going.
But how good do you think this $25 Baofeng is? I mean, Pofeng. $25 is a sunny day.
I don't know why you're laughing. You're the one talking through a cell phone.
I know that. That's even funnier. You know what's even funnier? The funnier thing is, I probably make the repeater 100% with it at this.
Sorry, could you say it again? I was being, taunted by the likes of the TMZ Live. You know, they always start off with something dirty.
Watch that? Oh, God. Brutal.
No, I don't watch it. I watch the Big Bang Theory, and then The Simpsons on after that, and then before you can turn off the TV or change the channel, you look up and that stuff's on.
Simpsons are repeat.
11 o'clock, everything's a repeat. What did we decide? Field day at Chris's?
KB2 in LA, repeat.
So what did we decide? We were doing a field day, and then I thought about your foot, and I thought maybe we should all go to your place.
Well, as it is, I don't think I'm going to be going to the Sussex. And the following week, I was supposed to go down to the PNC Art Center with my daughter and a couple of her friends to a concert venue. I don't think I'm going to be ready for that either.
Sussex, I think, is July 12th, but don't be proud, man. If you want us to push the wheelchair, let us know.
What concert are you going to?
Hope you don't miss Sussex there, Chris. I had my mother's husband when he was with us had a bad fall with the leg. And, ironically, the doctor that put him back